about love today again. Of course, we know that love is kind. It's caring completely. It's also respect, amen, honor of people, and commitment, going above and beyond, and putting others first.
Amen.
Matthew 5:44 says, "But I say to you, love your enemies."
Isn't that hard to do?
"Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." I don't know that we've had people that have persecuted us. I mean, other than maybe in politics or other lands, but hopefully we don't do that with people that we love and care about with each other. Okay, now we're going to jump over here. Come here, Romans. Come on, baby, come on. Here we go. Sorry. Romans 12:9. "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervor in spirit, serving the Lord." So we need to kindly affectionately be to other people. There's nothing wrong with being affectionate to people. I know it's hard if you've been molested or, you know, had bad things that happened in your past and stuff. Sometimes you don't want, you're not the feeling touchy people. But God made us to love one another and to hug and to really be affectionate. Let people know that you love them. It's so nice to know if you know that someone loves you, okay? Because God loves you for sure. Okay, let's go to Peter 4:8. "And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." Boy, he must know us good, doesn't he? Multitude of sins.
Amen.
You know, we all know that when Christ died on the cross, he covered our sins from when we were a baby all the way to we're 100 when each of us die. I'm not putting that on you, Ruth, but you still got 9 more years to go. He covered all the sins. Okay, that's wonderful, but don't have the attitude that, well, okay, Jesus died, he covered all my sins, so I can go ahead and do what I want to, because God understands that. No, you can't, because that interrupts the relationship you have with God. It's not, okay, I see something and I want it. Or, you know, adultery, let's just say that, alcohol, I don't know, whatever all of our bad vices we have sometimes. That doesn't give you the right to go ahead and do what you want to do. Just because Jesus died and his blood is on you and he died for all of your sins, let's not go ahead and do what we want to. Well, I'm going to just get mad today because Jesus has already covered my sins, so I can just act like I want to. Or maybe, well, I'm older now, so I'm just going to speak my mind and tell you what I think. Or any attitude we have. God still wants us to be more like Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? So we need to learn to be more intimate with the Lord and doing what he wants you to do. It doesn't give you a free ticket, in other words. It's not just fire insurance, as Don said one time. Okay, Revelation 3:16. "So then, because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit or spew," this is in my Bible, I love that, "you out of my mouth." You can't just go through life, hey. You can't go through life just riding the fence, I guess they used to say in the old days. I don't know. So you can't be either cold or hot, warm. God would rather you be, hey, okay, God, I'm completely against you. Forget it. I'm not going to ever do anything. Or all hot into, hey, I love everything about him. I'm going to dedicate my life to you. When you're warm, he hates that. Okay, it says he will spew, regurgitate, vomit you out of his mouth.
Well,
my goodness, you know, I said something on Facebook, you know, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is the Lord. Everyone's going to do that. And you know what? There's going to be a lot of people really shocked one day when that happens. And they're going to go, oh, Lord, I knew you. I just didn't do everything. But you know, no, I don't know you. Go on. It's going to be a big shock to a lot of people, even in churches.
Amen.
Because they never did what they were supposed to. They never took God as their Savior. They never did anything for God. They didn't have faith. They didn't have works. They didn't have anything. It's going to be sad, but every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. So Edith, our knees, even though they're rotten, will be able to bow one day to the Lord. Okay? It's going to be wonderful. So it's time that we put our house in order. It's time you get your life right. What are you waiting on? We have no assurance for tomorrow. And we've known that so much just by all the things that have happened last week. People dying. People, terrible things going on. You know, we have to have our house in order. Okay, you said, well, how can I do this? Well, let me give you something.
I need a Bible.
The Bible says that you rejoice always.
Amen.
Even though you're going through a terrible time or a terrible sickness or a bad relationship or everything's gone away, you still are supposed to rejoice because God is worthy to be praised. So even though your world's falling apart, God expects to be praised. He's not only worthy for it, he's expecting to be praised.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen.
You pray without ceasing. It says it in the Bible, pray without ceasing. That means pray without stopping. You keep praying. Keep praying. In everything, give thanks. How many times has we've prayed for things and we've gotten it, we forgot to even thank God for it? Because we're already on another list that he can do for us. You have to give thanks for the things he gives you.
Amen.
And if you don't appreciate what you have now, don't expect to get something else. Because if you don't appreciate the things you have in your life right now, why would God want to have it? Why would God want to give you something else?
Amen.
If you don't appreciate it, if you don't thank him, why do you think in your mind you're going to get something else, bigger or better, or the same even? You have to be appreciative, always thankful. Do not quench the Spirit. God left us the Holy Spirit. He talks to you on a daily basis. He's there to convict you, not of all the wrong things you do, but to tell you how pure and white you are. We are righteous because of what Jesus did, not because I went and gave some money to somebody, or I went to church and I did this, or we got the van inspected. Those are nice things, but that's not why I'm righteous. I'm only righteous because of what Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
And until you can get that down in your soul, got to get your house in order. So when we quench the Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit's there to help us every day. And he will give you things to do. He will give you, maybe tell you to give someone a smile. Maybe go, hey, I really like you. Oh, hey, you look nice today. Or, hey, I really appreciate you. The least little thing, the Holy Spirit's telling you all the time of things to do. When you say no, you're quenching the Spirit. You're not allowing, the Spirit convicts you of who God is. Almighty God. You should be doing things every day for the Lord. Every day. If you're sick and at home, you got a phone. You know, you say, well, I can't get out, or I can't do this. God gave you a mouth. You can talk about the Lord every day. Don't quench the Spirit. And when you're with someone and they go, you know, I feel like I really need to go pray with this person or I need to tell them something. Don't go, oh no, don't get embarrassed. Don't do that. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. It's our comforter. It's here. It's in you and in me. every day convicting us of things.
Amen.
Like I said, of our righteousness, of our sins, of our attitudes. Be grateful. Be thankful. Give thanks every day. And last we can do is abstain from every form of evil. You know, sometimes we go, well, the devil just presented this and that. You know, sometimes we just go back to our flesh. Oh, I shouldn't be watching this movie. All that bad words and sad, I shouldn't be watching that. Well, the devil just had it on TV, I know. No, sometimes we just want that world stuff. Or, ooh, that big plate of food right there. I really want that, but I'm not hungry. Or, oh, that drink right there. Or, oh, those drugs right there. Whatever it is, don't give in to the world. The world's not going to, the world says, hey, if it feels good, do it. And, hey, we're here for you. When it gets down to it, the world's not going to be here for you because they're going to hell. God is with you. God will not forsake. There is nothing you can do. Nothing that will separate you and God. But that does not give me fire insurance to act like a fool.
Amen.
Okay? To approach people, approach situations to where, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I can act stupid. I can act like a fool. I can do what I want. I have fire insurance. It can't be like that because it destroys your relationship with the Lord. That's so important. Don't let that. You remember when you first got saved, you just, ooh, you just want to tell everybody about Jesus. I remember trying to bring my sister to the Lord and she got so mad and then I got mad at her. Well, then burn, okay? Baby burn. You can't do that. You can't be in the flesh. You know, I think, why would you be upset because I want you to live forever? Why would you be mad at me? Just don't talk to me about God anymore. But I was so excited. We went to the nursing home every week in church. And I made sure that I presented the gospel every week to somebody. Because you're on fire. It's like, ooh, I feel so good, like I have hope. We have hope, friends. We have hope. That's our main thing. We have hope. When you feel down and distraught, remember, God's with you. We have hope. Don't expect a spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, your job, your boss. Don't expect people to bring you up. Don't depend on them for your happiness. Because people will let you down. Pastor David, as much as he loves y'all, he will let you down. Some way or another. Because we're human. So don't go looking for that from somebody else. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to you. You look for God.
Amen.
God can love you. God can make you feel good. God made you just exactly like you are. You are beautiful. He loves you so much. You are beautiful. You know, when I think of beauty, I think of like Miss America and stuff like that. I think they're way too thin, but that don't mean to be fat either. But when I think of beauty, but you know what? God made me. When he sees me, he goes, there she is right there. She is beautiful. I made her. I gave her her personality. I love her. He loves Edith. He loves Anita. He loves everyone. He's got that capacity. And see, we can't think that in our minds. If I'm praying, and if John's praying, then one of us aren't going to get our prayers answered. That's wrong. He's omnipotent. So don't give up. Let's start the new year off knowing that we're loved and we have hope. And let's show people how much fun it is to be a Christian. Reach out and help somebody. Help them. Keep an eye. No, we go out all the time in church. There was this man, he wasn't asking for food. He said he needed a job. I said, you know what? I feel like I need to give him money. So I gave him money. We said, God bless you, you know, and he, oh, thank you, thank you. Well, 3 days later, he was at the same place with a little sign, need to work. I said, I don't really feel led today. Well, he got up and started walking. I went, Kimmy, I'm going to watch him. I'm thinking he's probably homeless. He gets in a pretty good car. I was so mad at him. And God went, really? You're going to be mad at him? You did what I told you. Now you're going to judge him? You're right, God. You know, people say, oh, don't give them money. They're crackheads. They're going to go get crack. If God tells you to give somebody $3, you best give them the $3 you got.
Amen.
Because once that's released, it's them to deal with God, not you.
Amen.
We got to quit judging people.
Right.
Sometimes we get in the mode that everyone's out to get us, that somebody wants something from us. We just got to learn how to love.
Amen.
And if you don't love yourself, then you're not going to be able to love anybody else.
That's true.
And the reason you love yourself is because God created you.
Amen.
And He knows you. He knows your thoughts before you think them.
No.
And we think we can hide stuff from God.
No.
Just like Rachel Lyman, she thought she wouldn't get in trouble. But
no.
It came out. Your sin will come out too.
Amen.
God still doesn't like sin, even though He gave His Son to die on the cross for us. And you're going to go to heaven because nothing separates us from God. But your sin will come out. Eventually, it will come out. Because you won't be able to take it. It'll eat you alive. Bless your heart. Just cough and cough. But anyway, that's just my encouragement for y'all this year. We haven't talked to Pastor Thacker about it, but I believe we're going to have communion next Sunday. If you can work that in. I know you have nothing to do, Larry, so if you can, just work all that in.
Am I up next week?
Aren't you? It's the third Sunday.
No, it's the second Sunday.
But he still does the
I'm sorry.
This is just be the second
this
Sunday.
Is the second.
But he does
I'm so confused.
The Lord's Supper.
Oh, okay.
But the
I can do that.
The Sunday here was the first Sunday in January, right?
No, that was Monday.
Quit it, Larry. Make me look stupid, Larry. Okay, never mind, Larry. Got you off the hook. Can you do the communion, though?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate it. Okay, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for loving us, for creating us. Thank you, God, that we can come to you at any time, any hour of any day. Father, I pray that we would be in your favor, that when you see us, you see love. Father, give us kindness, compassion. Give us a heart wanting to help other people, to aid other people, to give your money to other people. Whatever it is, Father, pray for people. I pray that you would put that on our hearts so that we can carry out your work. May we rejoice always because you are so worthy to be rejoiced. There's so many things going on with each of us right now. There's sicknesses, there's relationship problems or financial problems, but Lord, help us to focus that, you know what, you are with us. You're not going to forsake us. Help us to just praise you through it all. Dear Father, we'll give all those prayer requests down to you, and we thank you in advance for how you're going to work each or answer the prayer request. Even if it's not what we want to hear, Lord, help us to get through and learn and be teachable students to know what it is you want us to learn. Father God, I ask blessings on each and every person here today. Please bless their lives richly. Father, just please help the ones that are sick and struggling. Help the ones with afflictions and diseases and people. Please help the ones that have problems with getting rid of sin. May we ever grow so fond of you, Lord, and just fall back in love with you. We claim this church, 6929 Day Street, is holy ground for you. May we focus on you and give you praise today. We love you and thank you for all the things you do. May we be grateful all the time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.